The disclosure that each moment brings is of such great value because it is meant for us personally. We are really well taught only by the words which God addresses especially to us. Neither books nor laborious delving into history will instruct us about the wisdom of God. They will fill us with a useless, muddled kind of knowledge and puff us up with pride. It is what happens moment by moment which enlightens us and gives us that practical knowledge which Jesus Christ himself chose to acquire before beginning his public life. The gospel tells us how he increased in wisdom, although as God, all wisdom was already his. This knowledge that comes to us only through experience is absolutely necessary if we want to touch the hearts of those God sends to us. We can understand nothing perfectly except what experience has taught through what we have suffered and done. Our Master is the Holy Ghost, who gives us these words of life, and all we say to others must come from him. All we read and study becomes fruitful, clear, and effective under the guidance of experience. Without it, we are without yeast or salt. Our ideas are vague and ill-directed. We are like absent-minded people who know all about geography but lose their way when going home. So we must listen to God moment by moment to become learned in this practical theology of virtue. Take no notice of what is said to other people. Listen only to what is said to you and for you. There will be enough there to strengthen your faith, for it will be exercised, purified, and deepened by the very obscurity of these communications.